They weren't makbet at the chafifa mamish b'samach to tefila. Mashem came the iyun, which has to be, and that taz has to be considered in conjunction with the tazes shita and tzifkan dalet, which we talked about last time, and the two different ways of interpreting the taz that we discussed. Is he or is he not practically disagreeing with the sidrei tara? In terms of how you do the chafifa, so we'll talk about it a little later today, but l'chor the rishonim disagree, this is the way the Netziv learns this at least, as to whether you dafka need a comb, or comb is recommended perhaps, but you can use your hands or something else. The Shach writes that Nagu Lisrok Searosha Mimasrik, and that's the Minug, certainly whether it's Medina or not, and the rest of her hair on her body with her hands or with her fingers, but she need not use a comb. Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat Beis discusses what's the halacha if a person is unsure whether or not they did chafifa or iyun. So he says, l'chora, when it comes to a suffik about iyun, we should say suffik derabbi l'hachmir. When it comes to a suffik about chafifa, so maybe you could say suffik derabbanan l'hakel, if she knew she did iyun, but is unsure if she did chafifa, perhaps you'd say no, since there's a cheskas iser. That's what the Note of Buda writes. We paskin, like the Shach, that Safik Rabbanan is Lahachmir, B'makom Cheskas Eser. Except then he says maybe you could be Mekel like the Taz, that Sirche Nakat. And he discusses the question as to whether we would even say Sirche Nakat if she didn't know she did Iyun. Or perhaps we don't say that for devices. And we talked about that earlier in Kuf Tzadi Ches in terms of Tefillah, the questions like the false teeth and the other type questions. Yes, Shmuel.
I saw in the forest, I didn't cite where you got this from, but some women have a practice to use their comb for all body hair.
I don't know. It's not what the Shach says, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm not aware of such a practice, but Ferry Forrest quotes it. But he doesn't quote.
We don't know what he was forced to say.
Aha.
Why? What about a pen? Let's say a woman forgot a comb. Does a pen work? Or just
I suppose. I don't know if a pen is different than your fingers, right?
I'm just wondering.
If you forgot your pen, if you got your comb, they have combs in the mikvah. Nothing to worry about.
Let's say it's a nasty comb. An Israeli mikvah.
Chas v'shalom. Okay. We'll talk about how much it's ma'akev when we talk about yantaf. We'll get there in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Asiv beis. So the water that she uses to wash herself should be warm. It shouldn't be too hot. Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted by the Rishonim as saying you can't use chama, water heated by the sun, which would raise an interesting question in Eretz Yisrael in terms of the Dud Shemesh and the like. However, we don't paskin that way. There's a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi if the reason for the warm water is because cold water doesn't clean as well, or because cold water causes the hair to become tangled. The Nafkamina is what would be the din if you rinse your hair in cold water after you washed, right? In other words, if the purpose is to become clean, let's say the end of your you cleaned off, you bathed yourself entirely in warm water, and then like at the very end of your shower, unbeknownst to you, because you're running all that water, so you ran out of hot water, and now your last minute of the shower is in cold water. So your hair got washed in cold water after it was washed in hot water. If you say the reason for hot water is for purposes of being clean, so immediately you're already clean. The cold water isn't going to make you dirty. If the concern is that it might tangle your hair, so then maybe you would have that concern. L'maisa, we try to be machmir l'chatchila, but yevet, it's okay. The raya is that for a short time it's not a concern because we allow women to go be toveles in a cold mikvah. Nobody ever said that, she goes into a cold mikvah, maybe we should be choshish that the cold water knotted up her hair. So apparently it's not the pshat that instantaneous contact between cold water and hair tangles it, but l'chatchila, of course, we try to use warm water, hot water for the entire time. Well, you go into the mikvah slowly.
Well,
as I'm going down into the mikvah, if you theoretically thought that contact with cold water tangled up the hair, so then before she fully goes under, her hair would already be tangled. Answer is no, we don't say that. And likewise, if at the end of your shower you washed your, you know, the last 30 seconds, it's not going to be very long seconds because nobody likes to be in a cold shower. The last 5-10 seconds of your shower were cold water. You don't have to worry that tangled up your hair. But again, chatchila, obviously one would avoid that. The Shulchan Aruch here and the Rishonim all point out that you can't use soap that will tangle your hair. One interesting example of this is that one of the things mentioned here in the list is a hole, aloe. Some shampoos actually have aloe in them. I don't know if they have real aloe or fake aloe.
Does the Aruch say that a hole is like a cleaning, like it's something used to clean kaolin?
Okay.
But like aloe, you don't use aloe to clean kaolin.
I don't know what you do. I don't know how they used to clean. What, is there another way of translating a hole? It's not just aloe?
I mean, I don't know. In the Masoros HaShas, they reference the Aruch, and if you look in the Aruch, he says it's some kind of like cleaning
system. I was under the impression, I think, Jastro as well, that it's aloe, but maybe there are, it's not clear. So there are, I think, there are, you know, you could argue that it's better not to use a shampoo with actual aloe in it for that reason. Some poskim, as we mentioned before, said you shouldn't use conditioner. Others disagree. There are two issues, by the way, with conditioner. One is that sometimes, what we talked about last time, the question of is it possible that it leaves a thin film on the hair, which l'chatchila you should avoid, or what we said from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Forst is no, even if it's true that the conditioner leaves a very thin film on your hair, it's in bomamish, there's no problem. And then the second reason why some object is because that some people claim that the weight of conditioners combined with oily or fine thin hair can be too much stress on the strands, leading to more tangles and knots. In other words, even though conditioner is supposed to get out your tangles and knots, apparently in some hair it can cause more tangles and knots. I don't think, Lamaisa, if you want to be machmir, you can. But if a woman always uses conditioner, I don't think, I think most poskim are makel on this shaila. And certainly, but yeah, you know, there are machmirim, so why not avoid putting conditioner? If you're showering before the mikvah, the only shampoo you have in your house is shampoo and conditioner, and that's what you always use, and you never noticed that it causes your hair to get tangled, I don't think you really have to worry too much. Yes?
Something about the machmirim, a lot of shampoos that don't claim to be conditioner still create films in your hair, Head and Shoulders. It's very clear. You ask people what we're talking about.
Film in your hair?
Yeah.
After you wash it out?
Even after you wash it out, there's still residue there, which is why barbers sometimes hate these shampoos, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
I don't know women's shampoos. I just know that it does do it even men, so...
Aha.
And that might be true for the second time also.
I know you wash your dishes with cold water, but...
what'd you say?
What Rami said, which is, I think, true, might also be true for the second time, meaning...
That's why it makes it tangly? Yeah, that's what they're saying. That since the added weight somehow causes it to tangle.
It could be true of anything for the hair.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so it's like
if you're machmir, you're saying if you're machmir on conditioner for that reason, you also have to be machmir for Head and Shoulders.
I don't know. I'm curious where the line.
Yeah, in Achanami.
And it sounds like someone does a little bit cooler because there's definitely a lot. For people who have very tangly hair, it's
not
going to make more
tangles. Lamaisa, you should try to use soap to wash your hair, shampoo, make sure it's untangly, and the like. I don't, in deference to the poskim that are machmir by conditioner, so I don't know why it might make sense to skip conditioner.
Who is
machmir? So even the machmirim are mekel b'diavad. The Rav Yashiv is quoted as by Rav Morgenstern as being Machmir Lachatchila B'Meko B'Diavad. It's Meko B'Diavad because it's named Bomamish. So Hashda Aslachi. So then it should also be Mutter Lachatchila. So I don't know why. I don't know what his logic is. Why you would say it's Mutter B'Diavad but Asher Lachatchila? I suppose either he thinks that Ein Bo Mamish you should avoid Lachatchila, or he's not 100% sure it's Ein Bo Mamish, or the like. But it's very hard for me to, you know, I'm not a barber, nor an expert, it seems like it should be Ein Bo Mamish, and Lemaisa, it's not supposed to tangle your hair, and if your experience is it doesn't tangle your hair, and you combed your hair out very carefully afterwards, as you have to do when there's no tangles, to say that, but you have to be choshesh because you use conditioner, that maybe there's a tangle there, it doesn't seem to make much sense. Especially because Lemaisa conditioners are meant to really detangle hair. And again, to me, it's pashtus as it's Ein Bo Mamish. And again, even the Machmirim agree, Mikra Adin it's Ein Bo Mamish. So, okay. As I said, many poskim, Rabbi Forrest, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, and others say it's Mutter Lechatchila. Okay. Sif Gimel. So the Gemara in Nida, Samech Zayin Amud Bey, says like this. This is the hard sugya for today. We'll see how far we get. But we're going to read through the Gemara step by step, because I think that's really essential for understanding the conclusions that the different poskim draw. So Amar Rav Huna, Isha Chofefes B'achas B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Shlishi B'Shabbos Shken Isha Chofefes B'Arav Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Motzei Shabbos. So Rav Huna says you could have a one-day gap between the Chafif and the Tevila. When we say one day, we really mean more than 24 hours, because we're assuming here she's doing the Chafifa B'Yom. So we'll call that a one-day gap. A one-day gap between the Chafifa and the Tevila. And he's saying, in general, you could do that because sometimes you need to do that. For example, if her Leil Tevila is Motzei Shabbos, so Rav Huna is taking for granted that she's going to do Chafifa Friday afternoon, so go to the Mikvah Motzei Shabbos. Just like in that case, you have a one-day gap between the Chafifa and the Tevila, so you could always do that. And then he says, Isha Chofefes Becha B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Revi B'Shabbos Shekein Isha Chofefes Becha B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Motzei Shabbos Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos. Two-day gap's also okay for the same reason, because sometimes she needs to have a two-day gap. And then he says the third, even greater chiddush, Isha Chofefes Becha B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, three-day gap. Shekein Isha Chofefes Becha B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Motzei Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos. Sometimes you have a three-day yantif. So he's assuming you do your Chafifa on Erev Yantif, or Erev Shabbos, you do your Tefillah 3.5 days later, and that's okay, and therefore you could always do that. Rav Chista, Amar Kulu Amrinan, Shekein Lo Amrinan, Hechad Asher Asher, Hechad Lo Asher, Lo Asher. He agrees that if you had a 3-day Yantif, so yeah, you'll do your Chafifa on Erev Yantif, you'll do the Tefillah 3.5 days later, but there's no reason to extrapolate from that case to the normal case. Normally, you shouldn't do that. Rav Yemar Amar Afilu Shekein Nami Amrinan Levar Meisha Chofefes Becha B'Shabbos V'Tovelas B'Chamish B'Shabbos. Rav Yemar says we do extrapolate Shekein Amrinan, but I disagree with the third chiddush, the 3.5 day gap. Delamotzei Shnei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Achar Shabbos Lesa. Why? Davshar DeChofefes B'Laila V'Tovelas B'Laila. In other words, there is, Rav Yemar is introducing the first case where it seems like we will allow Chafifa at night, and that is after a 3-day Yantif. After a 3-day Yantif, this is too much already. Don't do the Chafifa on Erev Yantif, do the Chafifa on Motzei Yantif. But he agrees to the 2 and 1 day gap. And how do we Pashkin, Darsh Meremar, Hilchosak Rav Chista, Ukud Metart Rav Yemar? What does that mean? So the way Rashi explains it is that we accept Rav Chista that Shekein Lo Amrinan, and we also accept Rav Yemar, who says that you can't have the 3.5 day gap. The maximum would be a 2.5 day gap. Right? In other words, to clarify, there's basically two machlokos in the Gemara. One is, are we done in Afshar Me'i Afshar? And the conclusion is no. And the second is, what do we do when the chafifa is motzei 3 day yantif, and the answer is in that case you should do chafifa at night. But the way we pass on like Rabbi Yemar against Rav Huna and Rav Chista, but the other two situations, motzei Shabbos or 2 day yantif, we would do it by day on Erev Yantif or Erev Shabbos. Okay, so from this first stage in the Gemara, it seems like everybody agrees that you should always do Chafifa Bayom, or at least it's preferable, and that's why everybody would agree, for example, on Erev Shabbos, you should do Chafifa for Tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. And there's only one case, one very far case, the three-day gap, where we say better to do the Chafifa at night. Now, this Gemara establishes the Halacha, what to do. Okay, so then the Gemara continues. Yibolu, Isha, Mausha Tachof, Belaila, Vetitvol, Belaila. Could you do Chafifa at night? So this Gemara also seems to be continuing with the assumption that we had from the beginning, which is Chafifa by day is better. But the Gemara seems to be asking over here, well, okay, maybe Chafifa by day is better, but is it also permitted under normal circumstances to do it at night? Maybe you could do it at night after a three-day yantif. What about under normal circumstances? So, Rav Zutra Oser, Rav Chinina, Misura Shari, it's a machlokes. Amar Ravadi, Ravada, Lamar Zutra, Lav Ariavi Uvda, Bedvisu, De'aba Mari Reish Galusa, De'ikot, right? So he brings a raya from a story that you can do chafif at night. Once the wife of the Reish Galusa, they got into a fight. Azar of Nachbar Yitzchak Lefusei, so he went to be Mephias, her. V'amar Lei, my Isei Hashta, Tizgi, Aisi Lamachar. She said, doesn't matter, even if we make up tonight, it's too late, because it's night time, I didn't do Chafifa. V'yadamaika Amar Lei, Amar, Dudi Chasarta, Tistiki Chasarta, Avdi Chasarta. In other words, you can go to you can do Chafifa at night, right? So here we have a machlokas, whether chafifa can be done at all at night. Now, why is daytime preferable? Again, we're assuming that daytime is better. So Rashi explains the reason is that there's a concern that at night she'll be rushed. Belel tefilasa mi aminan mitoshim emaharis letefilasa lo chayfa shapir. The tzad in the Gemara that you can't do chafifa at night is because we're concerned that since you're going to be in a rush, you're not going to do proper chafifa. So notice, Rashi doesn't say anything about issues of light, for example. He doesn't say, oh, chafifa by day is better because there'll be good lighting. No, the issue that Rashi raises is one of rushing. Okay, the Gemara continues. Darsh Rava, Isha chafefes b'erev Shabbos, v'tovelos b'motzei Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, v'ashalach Ravin b'igrisei, Isha lo tachof b'erev Shabbos, v'titol motzei Shabbos, v'tama azmacha. So Rava states what we were taking for granted before, that if you're going to go to the mikvah motzi Shabbos, you should do chafifa erev Shabbos. And Rav Papa objects. One second. What happened to the halacha that you need samach lechafifa tvila? Or samach lechafifa chafifa? So, now, it's not so clear what Rav Papa means in disagreeing with Rava. The way Rashi says it is like this. It's hard enough, Bekoshi Atiwa, it's hard enough to allow for Chafifa during the day and Tevila that night. Certainly, when there's a gap of more than a day would be a problem. Rashi says, V'tama latzmach hayach isha v'chulei, Shave Bekoshi Atiwa l'harchik Chafifa mitvilasa kol kach. El mishum di chafifa b'leil tefilasa imor lo chayfa shapir mishum de memeharis le tefilasa mitokshmu levesa. So here in this Gemara we finally have the other factor that we haven't been considering until this point, which is the idea that we wish to keep the chafifa netfila as close as possible. And b'koshi yativu, really the truth is we should have insisted that you do chafifa at night. Why? So as not to be a so there won't be a gap, but b'koshi yativu, with their we had no choice but to be matir regular chafifa during the day. Why? That we had to do so she won't be mimaharis. But if there's a day's gap, so he couldn't allow it. That's the way Rashi reads this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says it a little differently in Tosfos. The question is basically, how could you allow chafif on Erev Shabbos and tefillah on Motzei Shabbos? Don't you need tekef? In other words, he doesn't have this idea of bekoshi atiru even for a regular day. Right? Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, reading in Tosfos, so Tam al-Atzmacha, so kefal mila, kolomar, he'ach ata omer davar zeh, shisha chofefes biyom, meaning on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to the way Rashi read it, which means on a typical day, during the day, right before Tefillah, v'tovel ben motzei Shabbos, v'ay ben insamach. Either way, Rav Papa is telling us that motzei Shabbos, she should do the chafif at night. Right? And what's the Gemara basically telling you at this point, at least according to Rav Papa, that normally we would always want you to do chafif at night, but we're makel, and here Rav Papa says we're not. Now, at this point, then we have a bit of a jump from what we were assuming until now, right? Because until this point in time in this sugya, we were all very into chafifa by day, ad kedei kach that nobody earlier in the Gemara had the possibility of doing chafifa at night. Except for maybe on a 3-day yantif, but other than that, for sure you should do chafifa during the day. And at this point, now we're somewhat changing that, at least according to Rav Papa, and we're saying that there's a new factor. But it's not an absolute transformation, because we still, you could go back to the beginning of the Gemara and say, of course, in theory, we want the chafifa to be as close to the tefillah as possible. It's just that we have this concern anytime it's chafifa at night of mehumala beisa. And the question is, you know, how great is that concern? But both of these concerns always existed. Okay, and then the Gemara continues. V'hilchasa isha chofefes b'yom tefas b'layla. V'hilchasa isha lo tachof ala b'layla. We have a stira. Which one should you do? The Gemara answers, Kasha asks, Kasha, Had Afshar, Had Lo Afshar. The answer is, Had Afshar, Had Lo Afshar. What does that mean? So here's when Rashi's pshat begins to get pretty tricky. Had Afshar, Lachuf Biyom, Chofef Ziyom. If you could do Chafifa Biyom, you must do Chafifa Biyom. Had Lo Afshar, what does Lo Afshar mean? In other words, when you should do Chafifa Balayla, Had Lo Afshar, Lachuf, Kigon, Motze Yom Tov, Lo tachof ala balayla. For example, motze yantif. So, why is Rashi saying yantif? Right? In other words, what about on a standard motze Shabbos? Is that considered afshar, in which case she should do chafifa on Arab Shabbos? Or is that considered lo afshar? Why does Rashi bring in yantif? Yantif what? 1-day yantif? 2-day yantif? 3-day yantif? Very unclear from Rashi. So, correct. So, one possibility is the Bach's emendation of Rashi. Right? The Bach changes Rashi, as we'll get to in a minute. In which case, Rashi is being clear. And as you saw, the Shach objected to this emendation. He read it like our Gerson, and he explained it in a also very, I guess, somewhat of an extreme way as well. So we'll get back to this Rashi. But Rashi here leaves us with a bit of ambiguity as to what the bottom line halacha is. Now, this approach is basically the opposite of the Shiltos, in the following sense. According to Rashi, from the beginning we were assuming chafif is better by day. And the truth is, throughout the Gemara, we continue to assume chafif is better by day. The Gemara questions to what extent the importance of having chafifa samach latvila will tell us that, you know, under certain circumstances you should do it at night or not, right? But throughout the whole Gemara, you see from Rashi that we've always wanted to have chafifa by day. There wasn't that much of a fundamental change, as opposed to the Shiltos. According to the Shiltos, the Gemara like jumps ship and totally changes its perspective halfway through. Meaning to say, that even though we started off on Samach Zayin Amud Beis by saying we want Chafifa during the day, and the Gemara even said Hilchasa, Lemaskana we say, no, Adarabba, Chafifa is better at night. And even when there wouldn't be such a gap between the Chafifa by day and the Tefillah at night, like on a typical Wednesday, still, you should do Chafifa at night. And it's only when certain cases of low afshar where we would allow Chafifa to be done during the day. Now, the question for the Shiltos is what, you know, what triggered this total shift in perspectives, right? Again, according to Rashi, there's a change throughout the Gemara, but the basic perspective remains. Now, what remains unclear in Rashi is what exactly constitutes a low efshar. Okay, so the question in Rashi is, why doesn't it say Shabbos? Why does it say Yontif? So, like you said, Yoni, the Bach says the Girsha should be L'Shabbos V'Yontif, which means, according to him, Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yontif. So according to the Bach's understanding of the conclusion of the Gemara according to Rashi, it's pretty straightforward. If you can do the Chafifa by day and not have a gap, like on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, so that's what you should do. Do Chafifa by day, Tefillah at night. If it's low afshar, if you do Chafifa by day, there's going to be a big gap, like Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yontif, and certainly a two-day Yontif or a three-day Yontif where the Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontif, then of course you should do the Chafifa at night. That would be the conclusion. Halacha l'maaseh, according to Rashi, as understood by the Bach, you would do Chafifa by day on a regular day, but if the Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, you would do Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. Ad kan Rashi according to this version. The Shach, though, disagrees. He has a different interpretation of Rashi. How does he read Rashi? Ha de afshar means lachof biyom, chofeves biyom. When you can do Chafifa during the day, you should. What's an example? Motzei Shabbos, or even 2 days. In other words, the Gemara here is going back to the first Hilchasa. It's going back to what we said originally. Right? According to the other readings, there's sort of a bit of a stira in the Gemara. We first Hilchasa one way, and then we said 10 lines, 20 lines later, Hilchasa another way. Now, according to the Shach, saying no. Hilchasa, anytime it's Efshar to do Chafifa B'Yom, you should do it B'Yom. When is that? On a regular day, or Motzei Shabbos, or even 2 day Yontif, Hadlo Afshar. But if you can't do Chafifa B'Yom, for example, there'd be a gap of more than 3 days, like a 3 day Yontif, so then you do Chafifa B'Laila. Right? And the Maila of this Pshat is that the end of the Sugya doesn't contradict the beginning of the Sugya, which said that Hilchazakan Alan Karev Chester of Yemar. Oh. And that's what Rashi means. Had Afshar. If you can do Chafifa B'Yom, you do it. Hadlo Afshar, the way Shach reads it is. Meaning to say, Motzei Yontif, that's coming after Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, then lo tachof el b'layla. Now, according to this, Rashi's been misyaches to the stira in Hilchasas, right? But it's not necessarily the simplest reading of Rashi. Rashi said Yomtif. He didn't say Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Achar HaShabbos. Yes, Rabbi.
Are there cases where Rosh Hashanah Shabbos falls out after Rosh Hashanah? Or when does it go?
Either way, what difference does it make?
Why would Rashi say Achar Yontif when you have the same exact Mitzvah's case?
That was the case we had before. Right? Yeah, I mean, that was... Okay. What about Tosfos? So, I guess we could go through Tosfos. Tosfos says, long Tosfos, start from his questions. Vim Tomar, he asks this question of the Stira and Hilchasa, right? Ah, de Paskin and Liel, Hilchasa Karev Chista, could have been touched with Yemar. Lokai, de Hacha, Amrina, de Eno Chofefes, Erev Shabbos, the Tavas Motzei Shabbos. So, the first Hilchasa is rejected for the second Hilchasa, because the second Hilchasa says, what? That if your tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, you should do Chafifa Motzei Shabbos. V'yishlomer, dikol ukmei psak deliel, shalel tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, B'yom tov, ooh, az vade tachov me'er Shabbos, v'lo tafsid onasa. Harov eina yichol alachov b'leil tfilasa, v'lo b'yom shalav ne'tfila. In other words, this whole sugya and the Rishonim all seem to be taken for granted. You can't do chafifa on Yantif. We'll talk about why that might be in a couple minutes, but we're taking that for granted for now. So since you can't do chafifa at night, so let's say your tvila is the second night of a 3-day yantif, what we call 3-day yantif, right? Meaning to say, if we were to insist that you do chafifa balayla, then what would come out? You'd have to delay your tvila, because you can't do chafifa on yantif, so you'd have to wait another day till it ends. So that's what it means to say. So according to this, the halacha follows Rav Chista, and, or let's say like this, when we said before that the halacha follows Rav Chista, it's not what Rav Chista actually says, but it's a different situation, right? When it says Hilchasa ki Rav Chista ki Rav Yemar, Kunutarts of Yemar, it doesn't mean Rav Chista, because we don't pass on like Rav Chista, as the second Hilchasa makes clear, right? But it means that there's a situation where we would accept Rav Chista, namely in this situation, where without allowing for Chafifa by day and the separation, that would prevent Tvila, or have to push off the Tvila. So this is seems like a pretty difficult reading of the Gemara, as the Rishonim note. Mikol Makom LaPirsh Rashi, Nera Demutter Lachov B'Layla, B'Layl Tvila, Ela Shetov LaYoser Lachov B'Yom, So now goes back, Tosfos makes a chiddush in Rashi, a big chiddush in Rashi. What's his chiddush in Rashi? That even though Rashi is very into chafifa by day, that is a preference. But Mutter lachov b'leil tefila. In other words, even on a typical day, on a Wednesday, right? She's going to the mikvah on a Wednesday night. So Rashi will definitely say, yes, better to go to the mikvah Wednesday afternoon before nightfall. But if it's mutter, it's lashon of mutter, it's mutter lachov b'leil. She wants to go to the mikvah wants to go do the tefila on Wednesday night, she could. Now there's really two ways to read this line in Tosfos, or for that matter, two ways to read Rashi. Right? This could mean mutter b'diavad, meaning to say, when Tosfos says mutter, he means b'diavad, if you messed up. Really, of course, you should have gone to the chafifa Wednesday afternoon. But if you messed up, and you didn't, now it's Wednesday night, are we going to tell you, so, okay, sorry, you have to wait till tomorrow night to go to the mikvah? No. We'll say, no, mutter b'diavad, it's mutter for you to do chafifa on Wednesday night. We're not going to require you to wait another day. It could be that's the way the Tur understood Tosfos. However, the other way to read Tosfos, this is the way the Beis Yosef read Tosfos, is that it's mutter l'chatchila, just better to do it by day. But it's mutter l'chatchila to do it at night. Now, if that's the correct pshat in Tosfos, the question we'd have to ask is, how does Tosfos know that? Right? The first possibility is easy to understand how Tosfos knew that. Because Elisa, the Gemara says that, you know, when you can't do tefillah by day, you could do tefillah at night. Sorry, not tefillah, chafifa. When you can't do chafifa by day, you could do chafifa at night, right? So we can understand that, yeah, where if you messed up, we'll allow you to do chafifa at night. We understand where Tosfos would get that from. But if we understand Tosfos like the Beis Yosef, which is that l'chatchila you're allowed to do chafifa at night. You know, all things being equal, we would prefer for you to do chafifa by day. But If it's easier for you to do chafifa at night, go do chafifa at night. It's mutter l'chatchila, right? If that's what Tosos is saying, b'das Rashi, how does Beis Yosef know that? How does Tosos know that? And the truth is, the lashon of Tosos does sound more like that, right? Because he just says, when Tosos says that, he says, it's mutter, but tovla. Tov la yoser lachov b'yom. Sounds like tov, it's better. But it's mutter even l'chatchila to do chafifa at night. So we're going to have to get back to that question. Yes?
Why
Maybe I'm missing up just like a basic point here. Aren't all these chashashos and chatzitzos, meaning if you make sure that, obviously we generally say that the d'rabbanan, but in a b'diavad scenario,
no.
Why would we have a problem with doing the chatzitzos?
Well, if there's a concern,
no, there's no chatzitza. I'm not
we're afraid that there will be a chatzitza. In other words, when Chazal were misakin chafifa, they were misakin it that it's ma'akev, right? If a woman does not do chafifa, it's not a valid tefillah. So, and they were misakin it in such a way that it's going to be effective. So, you might have said that since there's a reasonable concern that if she does chafif at night, she's going to rush, and there'll be chatzitzos left over, and she's going to miss them. So it's too late, right?
Even if we see that there's no...
How do you see
hair, it? I'm saying the hair... The,
how does she tell?
The hair is not...
There's no... You're suggesting a new option, which nobody's ever said before, which is if you do chafif at night, then we're going to require an inspection from the mikvah lady, right?
Right. I'm wondering why...
So there's no such halacha. Right, that the inspection of you know, a third party inspection.
Rather push off the oil tefillah.
Well, it's wrong. The point that in the end of the day, that's not true. Nobody's saying you have to push it off. Right, I'm just saying what we're trying to do is figure out what does Tosus mean when he says mutter. Right, does mutter mean everybody agrees she shouldn't push it off? Right, she should do the chafif at night in that case. The question is, what is his chiddush? Is his chiddush that mutter l'chatchila or mutter b'diavad? Right, nobody's saying you should push it off. What all I'm saying is like this: if you read Tosfos as saying mutter l'chatchila, which I think is the simpler reading of Tosfos, and is certainly the way the Beis Yosef read the Tosfos, that it's mutter even l'chatchila, the question is, where do you get that from Rashi? Right. Rashi seems to be very concerned about Mehuma Labesa. So how did the Tosfos know that Rashi thought it's Mutter L'chatchila? Yes?
So isn't that point you're not coming up again? Because there's also Chashash for even not being that correct. It's very similar.
I don't know. What Chashash get after?
The question is off the ground, because every Chashash for Mehuma Labesa is also Chashash for...
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe there's no chash mumal abesa for Ian. That's quick. That's easy. Chafifa, which is such a long, drawn-out process, that's easier to... If you're in a rush, you're not going to do such a good job.
Because Ian's just like a glint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Continuing in Tosfos. V'chein mashma v'dik'amar isha chofes b'yom. V'loka amar isha lotachof ala b'yom. So he has a diak like that in the Lashon of the Gemara for Tosfos. Since it doesn't say lo tachof ela biyom, sounds like it's just a preference to be by day, but not ma'akev. Right? V'chein mashma liyal of de Beiresh Gelusa. Likewise, you see that in that story of Beiresh Gelusa, though again, that story might just prove b'dievad, you could do it at night. It doesn't really prove that l'chatchila, it could be done at night. Fine. So now, let's say what comes out in the Maskana of the Gemara for what we've seen so far is what's going to be the halacha if a Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos according to everybody in all opinions, certainly the Shiltos, but even Rashi and Tosfos and the like. When should you do your Chafifa? Motzei Shabbos, right? That's what we have so far. So one question we have to ask is the view of the Ramah, the Tur, that you shouldn't. In that case, you should actually start your chafifa Friday afternoon. In other words, that Eitzah seems like a lovely Eitzah, but it's against the Maskana of the Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Right? Now, one possibility is the Shach. Right? But it doesn't sound like the Ramah holds like the Shach, as we'll see. Okay, next Tosfos is called the Shiltos, and he writes like this: Miu, mi alafim minag anashim shel achshav shesholos b'merchatz ad alayla motor lachav biyom. Right, there's this minag nowadays, which sort of solves the problem. She starts the chafifa by day, she finishes it by night, and that will avoid any problems. In other words, it would be l'chora yotze l'chatzchila, both according to Rashi and Shiltos. Rabbeinu Tam, Piresh, V'tam, Malatzmacha, Zeu Kefil. Fine, we read that already. Good. Okay. Then we have the Rabbeinu Tam's understanding. Good. Then we have the Ri. V'omer Ri, Dim'ira Tfilasa Lel Tishabav. So the Ri deals with a very important question. What about if your Chafifa is on Lel Tishabav? Now, why is that a tricky question? Assuming we would prefer Chafifa B'yom, so then you would do it, you can't do Chafifa on Tishabav, and we wouldn't like you to do it on Erev Tishabav, because we don't like bathing during the 9 days. So what do we do? So what does the Ri say? Im Ira Tfilasa Lel Tishabav, Asur Litvol, the less of a sakanach brisa to call kisvei, the cholchai vechilas tovun kedarkan, bein b'tishabav, bein b'yom kippurim. Elakam lank Rabbi Chaninas, kana kohanim de amar sof, parakama de tainis, kedai hu beis elokenu la beit alav tefila achas. So we're not going to let you go to the mikvah on tishabav, the night of tishabav. Vomer alav yushalmi, lefikach tavelas mi ba'erev. In other words, if you hold tefillah b'zman ha-mikvah and there's taros or whatever, fine. But anyway, nowadays, she's not going to be able to have tashmish anyway. Afshar la lachof the litvol b'motzei tisha b'av. So she should do a chafif on motzei tisha b'av, like a motzei Shabbos, right? That's fine. V'mein la penai lirchot v'lachof b'layla. What if she doesn't have a opportunity, an ability to do chafifa motzei tisha b'av, tirchot v'tachof erev tisha b'av, so she should do rechitza and chafifa erev tisha b'av, kedei she'yeh bekal la adayin lachof k'tsas b'motzei tisha b'av v'litvah. So this might be the source of the minhag of the Ramah, the preference of the Ramah. What is he telling us? Like, this isn't the shach. This isn't saying, no, you must do chafifa by day any time other than the three-day yantif scenario. This is saying, look, well, let's say it like this. Is the Ri saying typically you should do chafifa b'yom or b'layla? Not necessarily. He's not being machriya between the Shiltos and Rashi. What he's saying is that you could rely on something that you did earlier to make it easier to do it later, right? Look at his lashon, right? She could do chafifa on erev tisha b'av. Kedei she'yeh bekal la, so it'll be easier. Adayin lachov k'tzas motzei tisha b'av, right? In other words, chafifa takes a very long time. Probably this was especially true in the olden days, where you know, their hair, you know, they might have not taken as many shampoos as we do nowadays, and their hair might have been a lot more knotty and the like. This was a big asek. So if it's going to be very difficult for her to do the chafifa on motzei tisha b'av, she can do it on erev tisha b'av and essentially start it, so that way it'll be very easy and quick to do it on motzei tisha b'av. Now this idea, and Tosfos is already approaching the idea of the Ramah, right? What the Ramah says, which is to do chafifa on erev Shabbos and do a touch-up on motzei Shabbos, which is what the Ri is saying. You should do the, you know, chafifa on erev tisha b'av and do the touch up on motzei tisha b'av. Meaning to say, when the Ramah writes that you should do this, you should do the chafifa on erev Shabbos and then finish on motzei Shabbos, he might not be taking a stance on the machlokas between the Rashi and the Shiltos. It's not like the way the Shach is reading it, right? No, the Mechaber doesn't take a stance either. Right, the Mechaber basically tells you, seems to be more noted to Paschim like the Shiltos, but he says, like the Minag Yafeh, the proper thing to do is to start early, you know, while it's still day, and finish at night, and then your Yotzei, Lekulei Alma. And the Ramah also might not be taking a stance on this question. He's not necessarily saying we Paschim like Rashi. He's saying, look, I have another Eitzah Tova, just like what the Ri said. Right, the Ri and Tosfos wasn't taking a stance in terms of Rashi versus the Shiltos. He's saying, in the event that a woman couldn't do the chafifa on motzei tisha b'av, let her start before. So the suggestion, the Ramah is very similar to the suggestion of the Rush, that on a regular day, you should start by day and finish at night. And what that means is, even though the Gemara does not mandate it, doing this, right? Because according to both Rashi and Shiltos, Rashi Kipshuto, not the Shach's reading, Rashi Kipshuto, on a regular Motzei Shabbos, you can do the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos, right? So the Gemara doesn't mandate doing this, but this is an Eitzah that allows you to basically solve both concerns. What are the two concerns? One concern is Mu'um al-Beisa, and the other concern is Shilotarchik Chafifa Mitzvilasa. And that's what the Ramah is saying. Now, the Beis Yosef does not like this idea. And he says, look, this isn't right according to Rashi, and this isn't right according to Shiltos. And therefore, there's no reason to do this. Yes, on a typical day, fine, you want to be Yotzei Kol HaDeos by starting earlier, as the Rush says, wonderful idea. But on Motzei Shabbos, since both Rashi and the Shiltos both say you do the Chafif on Motzei Shabbos, right? You don't have to be more machmir than Rashi. So Rashi says do a Motzei Shabbos, do a Motzei Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't quote this Eitzah of the Tur. But the Ramah does. Good. Now, we have to figure out another question, which is, how important is Chafifa at night for the Shiltos? Right? So first we'll start with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, as we noted before, says that even according to Rashi, it's better that the Chafifa be during the day, but it's also mutter l'chatchil at night. That's not true for the Shiltos. According to the Shiltos, it's a chova to do it at night, unless it's impossible, like on Shabbos or Yantif, like the Gemara says, Habit Afshar, Habit Lo Afshar. If it's Afshar to do the Chafif at night, you must do the Chafif at night. Now, and that's based off of Beis Yosef's understanding of Tosus, like we said. Took a look at the Ravid. The Ravid says, well, if this is true, if the only reason why we're allowing you to do Chafifa during the day, according to the Shiltos, is because there's no possibility of doing it at night. That's only because Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, right? That's the way the Ravid understood it. The reason why we're Matir Chafifa during the day is because of Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. Therefore, the Ravid says, according to the Shiltos, Bizman Hazeh, you could not go to the mikvah at night, Friday night. Why? Because Friday night, we only are matir chafifa by day because of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Because that's what the Shiltos says. The Shiltos says, why is it that you're allowed to do chafifa during the day if normally you're never allowed to do chafifa during the day because of the mitzvah? Ah, so is it a mitzvah nowadays? No, nowadays there's no tefillah b'zman mitzvah. We're not tovlos b'zman. So the Ravid says, according to the Shiltos, there's no such thing as a Friday night tefillah. However, the Beis Yosef disagrees. He thinks, no, even according to the Shiltos, you're allowed to do that b'zman hazeh. What's the mitzvah? Puruvu. Yeah, of course, you shouldn't go to the mikvah Friday night if your husband's out of town. But out of the mitzvah of puruvu, as we saw before, that too is a mitzvah. So therefore, you could go to the mikvah Friday night, out the mitzvah's puruvu, according to the Shiltos. That is the view of the Beis Yosef Bedasa Shiltos, that only when necessary to perform a mitzvah could you do chafifa during the day, but otherwise you may not do chafifa during the day. However, the Tur seemed to understand the Shiltos as mutav, right? Just like for Rashi, it's mutav b'yom, but good at night, so too for the Shiltos, it's mutav alayla, but good b'yom, right? And that's because it sounds like the Tur might have read Rashi, not like the Beis Yosef also, that really only b'di'eved you could do it at night according to Rashi, and b'di'eved you could do it during the day according to the Shiltos. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the Mechaber seems to paskin like the Shiltos, but he writes the minhag yafeh is to start early and to be choshish for Rashi. The Ramah seems to agree to this. He seems to agree to the psak of the Beis Yosef, and therefore he writes b'shas adchak you could be do chafifa during the day, like the Beis Yosef said, and like the psak of the Rambam. We don't know what the Mechaber would say in that case. In other words, according to the Ramah, it's clear that if a person couldn't do chafifa at night, they could do chafifa during the day, even if it's not Erev Shabbos. What would the Mechaber say in that case? We don't know. We know that the Mechaber felt that the Shiltos was very much opposed to that. Halach l'maisa, I don't know what the Mechaber would say, but in other words, maybe the Mechaber is only make go for chafifa during the day when there's a halachic obstacle, like Friday night tefillah. But if there's a non-halachic obstacle, we don't know what he would say. But the Ramah is definitely Mako. The Taz, Sifkat and Vav, says, Bein l'Rashi, Bein l'Shiltos, Al Derech HaTur, it's only Altsad HaRevach B'Limoneya, right? Preferably, according to Rashi, by day. Preferably, according to Shiltos, by night. Altsad HaRevach B'Limoneya. But if it's a Shasat Chak, you could go either direction. We have Shach, which we mentioned before. He thinks, A, the Ikar Halacha is like Rashi. Why is he passing like Rashi? So there are a number of Rishonim hold like Rashi. The Darke Moshe notes that Tosfos learns like Rashi. Well, we don't, not in our Tosos, but I don't know if there's another Tosfos. The Mordechai, the Smag, the Sefer Atruma. The Darke Moshe also says the Rashba. He notes, the Darke Moshe writes, that the Rush writes that the Gemara sounds more like Rashi, like we were saying, because according to the Shiltos, there's this dramatic reversal in the middle of the Gemara for no apparent reason, as opposed to Rashi. But at the same time, if you look at Darkei Moshe Aruch, he notes that the Rashba, Rambam, and the Rif all learn like the Shiltos. I don't know how he got that from the Rif. But anyway, so we have basically a very big machlokas Rishonim, but the Shach thinks that the Ikar is like Rashi. And then the Shach says not only that, but according to Rashi, you should, when tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, you should still do the Chafif on Arab Shabbos, not like the simple reading of Rashi. And again, according to the Shach, basically, as we said before, the only time you'd ever do Chafif by day is, I'm sorry, by night, is after a three-day Yantif. Okay. The Shach also says something which is difficult, right? He writes, even after a three-day yantif, you should, right? You should start by chafifa beforehand. Now, this is very difficult in terms of the lashon of the Gemara, right? Even if a three-day yantif, start chafifa on erev yantif. Lo tachof. Now, he says this is what the Gemara means. The lashon of the Gemara is very difficult according to this. The lashon of the Gemara is what? Lo tachof ela belaila. Which the Shach is saying, Lo tachof ela belaila means Bayom and Balaila. Right? Bayom on Erev Yantif and Balaila. And if you look, the Sidrei Tara notes that the Shach's reading of the Gemara is very difficult. Now that's a Hosafa. As you could fundamentally hold to the Shach, but say when it's a 3-day Yantif, you do everything at night. But the Shach was so into Chafifa by day, he held that even in that case, you should start the Chafifa by day. So what's the nafkamina? So one nafkamina for this whole shiloh would be what you do on Tisha B'Av, or especially Tisha B'Av on Sunday. If you hold like Shach, then you should do Chafif on Friday afternoon, right? Even though it's the 9 days, because it's necessary, right? Because there it's only 2 days. Again, Tisha B'Av's on Sunday. According to the Shach, when do you do your Chafifa? Friday afternoon. So what are we paskin? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tez Zayin, the Rama writes, Ayesh Nogim Shelo Lerchot Mi Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh She'en Nimnaim Ela B'Shabbazu, V'yesh Mis'anim B'Yudzayin El Tisha B'Av Hagah, Ultrach Mitzvah Shari, fine. So you could do Rechitza during the 9 days, even Shavu Shechalbo, the Tzarech Mitzvah, V'lachay Nidah Rochatzis V'Toveles, V'afilu Im Toveles Lel Yud Be'av, Motor La Lerchotz Be'erev Tisha B'Av, Im Iafshar La Lerchotz Lel Yud. So what did Ramah write? On Motzei Tisha B'Av, even a 1 day Tisha B'Av, right? Regular Tisha B'Av, if your Lel Tefillah is Motzei Tisha B'Av, or for that matter, your Lel Tefillah was Tisha B'Av, but you have to push it off either way, when should you do your Chafifa according to Ramah? Motzei Tisha B'Av. So what do you see? You see here that the Rama is being machriya against the Shach. Right? In other words, while it might not be 100% clear from our simin, it's 100% clear that the Rama holds that, not like the Shach. According to the Shach, when will you do the Chafifa in this case? Erev Tisha B'Av. So do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rama? Or do we paskin like the Shach? So Rabbi Sabolovsky writes that we follow the Shach. Especially because you could argue anyway, it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, the Rechitza on Erev Tisha B'Av. I don't know why he assumes we don't follow the Rama. After all, the Shach is a really big Chiddush. It's a really big Chiddush. In many levels. He has a very creative reading of the Gemara, which is against the Pashtus in almost all the Rishonim. But that's what Rav Sabolovsky assumes. And then he declares, he's not, you know, whether for Avelos, if you would say the same thing, Avelos is even perhaps more Mikaradin, because in the Tisha B'Av Shadli, you could say, yeah, really, we think it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, so there's more room to be Mekel. Would we be Mekel on Avelos, right? Meaning to say, a woman who finishes her Avelos on Shabbos morning, she wants to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Would we tell her to do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos in the middle of her Shiva, right, on day six of her Shiva? Or would we tell her to do the Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos? According to Shach, you should do it on Erev Shabbos. Here too, Reb Sabolovsky said, maybe you should even do it on Erev Shabbos. Again, many poskim are much more hesitant in this case than even a Tisha B'Av case, because the Isser Rechitza during the Shiva is a little, we treat it a little more chamor than we do during the 9 days. But that's Rav Sabolovsky's psak. And others say, no, we would follow Rama. Now again, on a typical case, we'll say, you know, typical regular Shabbos, it's not a Shaila, because ideally, even the Rama says you should start on Erev Shabbos and finish on Motzei Shabbos, right? This Shaila only comes up where it's an unusual case like Tisha B'Av. Now, the next question is like this. Where does this one-hour business come from? And that's very important, because that possibly revolutionizes... Oh! Shalom Aleichem! Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Can I speak to you?
Sure.